I exchanged hugs. "Hey, before you leave, we have to talk," she said. "What do we need to talk about?" She looked at me and said, "Where do we go from here?" "Bob, we've got to find a new dream. What's next?" Pat Bradley's dreams propelled her. The world is full of people happy to tell you that your dreams are unrealistic, that you don't have the talent to realize them. I never do that. Whenever someone introduces me or identifies me as a shrink, I am tempted to correct him. I'm not a shrink. I am an enlarger. I want to support people's talent. I believe in human abilities. If someone came to me and said, "I'm 45 years old, my handicap is 25, and my dream is to make a living on the senior tour," I would say, "Fantastic. You're just the kind of person who excites the living daylights out of me. Just the fact that you're shooting 95 and you're talking about being able to shoot 70 every day means you have the kind of mind that has a chance. I live to work with people like you." I would not guarantee this fictitious duffer more than a chance. The next question would be whether he could keep that dream in front of him for 8 or 15 years. The right thinking can quickly and substantially lower the score of any